Before radio, television, and the internet, puppeteers entertained audiences around the country. In the 1920s, vaudeville and live revue were all the rage, and enterprising puppeteers like Tony Sarg, Ellen Van Valkenburg, and Helen Hyman Joseph toured the states with sizable ensembles. In 1928, the Yale puppeteers embarked on their first tour of the East Coast, performing in barns, hospitals, prisons, schools, and churches. Here we see them on the road in New Hampshire. Harry Burnett.
We had a Ford touring car, and we managed to get a little touring puppet show in the back seat somehow and made quite a hit doing scenes from Shakespeare.
They also performed adaptations of the French folk story, Bluebird, and the 17th century German fairy tale, Puss in Boots. You'll find some of their early playbills in a case nearby. According to Foreman Brown, their goal was first and foremost to enjoy themselves, while also making some money.
We passed the hat, and sometimes we'd make $15, and sometimes $25, and sometimes practically nothing. But it was all good fun.
They also played in upscale towns like Bar Harbor, Maine, where actors and musicians from all over the country entertain wealthy summer vacationers.
They performed for Mrs. John D. Rockefeller and Mrs. Edsel Ford and were paid more than $50 for that. So early on, they just wanted to perform and would take any gig that they could get.